I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We really appreciate you joining us this awesome Sunday morning. Well, hopefully you are learning all about I've Decided, our organization, and what our mission is. And our mission is pretty simple. Our mission is your success. That's right. We want to help you achieve all of your goals and dreams, whatever they are. That's why I've Decided exists. We want to give you the motivation, the inspiration, the resources, everything that you need under one roof to accomplish anything you can set your mind to. And we've been doing that now for about 5 years. We are very excited about the success stories that are coming out of our movement here in our community. And we have an amazing success story for you today. So you will definitely want to keep listening and learn about Heidi Brown, my guest Heidi Brown. Hey, Heidi.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I am so grateful that you were willing to take time out of your day to come down and share your success story. And I know it's summer.
We love
enjoying
summer.
The pool and all that fun stuff. And but you're here, and you're here hopefully to inspire our listeners and share. Well, you know, I mean, hands down, we were talking about this, Heidi, before we started recording the show. But hands down, living a healthy lifestyle, being healthy, is still one of the number one goals for people. We all want to be healthy.
I agree.
And so we have our I've Decided to Run and our I've Decided to Ride programs that are designed for beginners to get people moving and to accomplish those goals. And you did our I've Decided to Run program a few weeks ago.
Yes, I did. It was a challenge to even get to the, yes, I'm going to do this. I tried asking everyone to join me to do it, and no one wanted to, so I finally just signed up alone.
You did. You actually signed up for the 10-week outdoor training. So let me explain. Our I've Decided to Run program is literally a couch to 5K. Our coaches, Michael and Don Helgeson, they're expert runners, and Michael created a program specifically for us. This is our fourth year to do it. It entails 10 weeks of outdoor training, and then we run a My First 5K. Everybody that does the training runs, and Heidi was our winner.
Yay!
Yay, Heidi! She got a trophy to prove it, a bracelet to prove it. Of course, everybody gets medals for finishing, so we're excited about that, but you got that first place trophy. So you signed up by yourself. You tried to get some people to do it with you, and you just said, forget it, I'll just do it by myself.
Yes, I was very nervous to try and make the dedication to do this on my own. So I asked people I worked with, and I couldn't get anyone to sign up to do it with me. I kept saying it's a really good cause. The money goes, you know, to the PUP program. No one wanted to. So I finally just said, this is what you want to do, not what everybody else wants to do. So I did it.
Good for you. You decided. You stuck that stake in the ground. Well, and you know, that's some, when you, that's a good excuse not to do something when you can't find a buddy to do it with you.
Yes.
I think a lot of people would have used that for an excuse to say, forget it. I can't find anybody to do it with me.
Well, and the thing is, the first day I showed up and two employees that I work with, one in my building and one at a different school, they were there, and they were already signed up, too. So
And you didn't even know it.
No, I had two buddies there right with the start.
So you didn't even have to have anybody sign up with you. They were already there. Okay, well, let's just back all the way up then to, how did you hear about the I've Decided to Run program, and what was egging you on to do it?
I seen it on Facebook, the little advertisements that come up. And every time I would get on Facebook and do the useless scrolling through, it would be there, and it just kept calling to me. I had early signs of arthritis. My grandmother had arthritis, and I still remember my doctor saying, if you don't move, you're going to lose. So I just was like, okay, I work out all the time. I just needed to do something a little bit more. I work out at 5 o'clock in the morning, 5 days a week, but it wasn't enough. So I just felt like I needed to do one more thing to prove to myself that I can do this. I'm getting older and I want to stay healthy and I want to keep moving my joints and my body so things don't happen. And I just kept going.
And this was your very first 5K?
I mean, the first 5K I've actually run in as a competition.
A race.
Right.
Yeah.
I do the turkey trot.
Okay.
But.
Like a walk run
right,
kind of thing.
But usually I walk in all of those, not run.
And you said you ran when you were a kid.
Yes. I think the last time was when I was in grade school. And I remember I was really good and really fast. I have all those little ribbons.
And you came back as an adult and won your first race. That's awesome.
Yes, it was very exciting.
Yeah, it was like the foundation. So that's awesome. So I'm just dying to know, though, like what was going through your mind? Like you saw those Facebook posts about I've decided to run the training program. What were some of the things, if you can remember back, what were some of those thoughts that you were overcoming that were going through your mind every time you would see the ad and how you were either A, trying to talk yourself into it, or B, trying to talk yourself out of it?
Yes, I did try doing a lot of talking myself out of it. I have a lot of friends. My cousin, Jessica, she has her bucket list of running every state and getting a medal. And then I see everybody posting where they've run and all their medals. And I'm like, you know, I can do this too. I was nervous and I was scared and, you know, was I going to be able to do it? Was it going to be too hard? But after getting involved in it, Michael, he really showed me ways of why it hurt to run before and why it doesn't hurt now, just the positioning of how I was running. But deep down inside, I just wanted to prove to myself that I could actually do this. It was more just about inspiring my own self, for my motivation and personal goals to get farther in my healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, just to prove you can do it.
Yes.
And even though you'd been diagnosed, you said, with arthritis?
Yes, it's in my ankle.
It's in your ankle. So Did you have to wrap? How did that hold you back at all? Did you have any issues with that? Or were you able to kind of, because the program starts so gentle, doesn't it?
Yes, it was very giving because I was so nervous that day one, we're going to have to go out and just run. But it was set up in a timing where you run so much and then you walk. And it wasn't overwhelming. It was every time you went, it just gave you that feeling like, I can do this and I can do a little bit more. And then I can do a little bit more. So that helped out, knowing that I wasn't supposed to just go in a full sprint on day one.
I think that happens a lot to people, and why people think that they can't run, Heidi, because they go out and they run as far as they can, which for most of us, if it's their first time to run, it's not very far. We go an all-out sprint. We don't realize it. And now we're gasping for air, thinking yes. We can't, and then we can't move the next day. And we're like, yep, see, I can't run. And I think that happens a lot of people just baby step gradually. Because the first time we went out, I think we ran for 30 seconds.
It was indoors because the weather was not cooperating with us. But it wasn't so overwhelming to know that when the timer goes off, I get to walk. You know, I just kept that in my head. So I didn't go, oh my gosh, I have to run for 30 minutes. No, it was run for 1 minute, walk two. Run for 2 minutes, walk three. So it just made the baby steps come easier.
And you said the 10-week training went by super fast.
I couldn't believe it was actually 10 weeks. I couldn't. It was a blink of the eye and it was done.
It's amazing how fast. We're in the midst of our I've Decided to Ride program right now, which is the same concept, just with cycling instead of running. And it's coming up Saturday, July 28th. And so we're over halfway through already. And it is amazing to me how fast it goes.
Yeah, I didn't do the I decided to ride. I don't have the equipment for it, but I've decided to run. I have 2 feet.
Yeah, that's the thing about running. The beauty of running is you need a pair of shoes. You need a good pair of shoes. You can take them anywhere you go, right?
Yes.
And riding requires a little more equipment, a little more investment. But those cyclists will tell you they can take their bikes everywhere they go to.
Yes.
It just does require a little more investment. But it is a fun program.
It was really nice, too, that in the program, you always directed us to where we could get help with the running shoes or the app that they put me on for, you know, to set my timer.
Run,
yes,
things
so
like that.
I could practice the practice days in between where we'd run on Mondays, but we had to practice in between there. So it wasn't just go on Monday, run, and then you don't run again till Monday. So the practice days in there. Running Central helped me so much with the running shoes. That was a process.
And that's the beauty. It's a great point that you're making is what we say we have all the resources that you need under one roof so that we want to give you the not only the training program, the expert coaches that help you, but also the motivation, right, and the encouragement, and then the resources. And those resources, our business members, we're very grateful for Running Central. They've been business and Shazam Racing.
Yes.
They do our timing for the 5K, and we're very thankful for their support. And Running Central gives us a great discount off the shoes. I think they gave you guys $20 gift certificates.
We did. We got $20 gift certificates.
$20. So a little shout out to those business members. And actually, while we're on the subject, we'll give a shout out to all of our business members of I've Decided. We have over 50 business members who are a part of I've Decided. And, you know, I want you to check them out when you're visiting our website. If you go to ivedecided.org, you can find all of our business resources there. It's because of them that we're able to do what we do. It's because of their support that we're able to put on the 5K and raise money for PUP, People with Unlimited Potential. And so we're very, very grateful for their support and their like-minded businesses. They want to help you successfully achieve your goals, whatever those are. We really want to give a shout out to Junction City. Very thankful for their support. They are our presenting sponsor. They support us in a big way, and that's where we had the 5K.
Yes,
and
it was really nice.
Right out there on the grass area by Bushwhacker, who happens to be another business member of I've Decided. So kudos there. Thank you.
I remember when I finished the race and I went back to help my friend Philanda to get through the finish line. And as I was helping her get through the last part, I kept telling her, we did this for people with unlimited potential, but we are people with unlimited potential and we can do this and we can get through this run and we can get through this race to help her finish. And that, I think, was my biggest runner's high.
Oh, yeah. I love that. That's the best story. When she crossed that finish line, she wrapped her arms around me. She was crying.
Yeah, we all were.
That was such a... and you guys, I mean, that was such a huge accomplishment for her.
Yes.
And for you. And so is Philanda someone that you work with, or is that how you know her? Did you meet in the training, or?
She's a parent at one of the classrooms in my school that I work at.
Okay. And so you guys just happened to
bump into
each other at the training.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because, you know, that's the beauty of putting yourself in a position with like-minded people who are all on a mission to accomplish something similar, like running your first 5K. Talk about the group, like meeting all the people in this group and the friendships that come out of that.
All of the ladies were absolutely wonderful. There were two that always just every day, every time we came to run, you're going to win this. You're going to win this. And I was just like, oh, stop.
Oh, they were already calling it
out. they were very sweet. My friend, Mary Keltner, that I do work with, and actually her and I have worked with each other for many years now, she was very inspiring to me through her weight loss journey. And she had signed up for this, and I didn't even know it, seen her on the first day. So she helped me stay accountable on days when I was like, oh, I just don't want to get the run in. And she would always make sure she messaged me or seen me at work. Did you get your run in? Did you do your practice? Okay, I'm going to get it. I'm going to do it. And I was so sad that she had to miss the race day, because I really, that would have been very inspiring for her to finish her first 5K. She's just been an inspiration. And
but she did go on to run Steamboat.
She did do Steamboat.
She was out of town. It was funny because when she signed up for our 5K, I remember she said, I'm not going to be able to. She goes, I want to do the training, but I'm not going to be able to do the actual run, the 5K. I'm like, are you serious? She's like, no, but she was planning on doing the 4 mile.
Yes.
And she did it.
Yes. I mean, when we would practice and we would be out there on those trails, I was like, oh, how much longer till I can walk? When is the timer going to go off so I can walk? And she's like, no, we're going to do this. And even when the timer went off and I was like, yes, I can walk, she was like, no, we're going to go. We're going to hit this next mark and this next goal. Even when I thought my legs were going to fall off, she kept pushing me.
That accountability buddy.
Yes.
You know, and I say that all the time, accountability, having someone to encourage you, a group of people, or anyone in particular. That's why being a part of a tribe.
Yes, I love that.
As we call
yes.
it, right? It's so, so important. It's, you know, I never say never. I never like to say never. There's always exceptions to the rule, but people really need people. We need each other for support and doing things alone. Well, first of all, it's just no fun.
Right. No one wants to do it alone.
That would be no fun. It's no fun to do it alone when you get to do the whole training group and then everybody gets to go do the run together.
And everybody's story was inspiring, why they wanted to. I mean, I know I crossed the finish line first, but everyone's story helped continue to make me want to do this more. Everyone as showing up and their ailments and problems and just every time someone came, it was like, okay, I can keep doing this. They can keep doing this. I can keep doing this to hold each other accountable. It was a great group of women.
Well, and don't forget Craig.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I did see one guy. Sorry.
Yeah. We can't forget Craig. And we also want to remind everybody that all of our programs are co-ed.
Yes.
Right? So
yes.
We encourage women and men to join our programs for sure. But this one, I mean, last year we actually had quite a few guys. This year, it just randomly ended up that we had one guy join us, Craig, and we were trying to round up some more guys, but just couldn't get them at the end, so we ended up with a very female-heavy group, but generally...
Felt like a women's group.
It did kind of feel like that, but there was Craig.
Yes.
Because a few
and
times
Michael,
I'd be
the
like,
trainer.
Okay, girls, and his friend Kim would say, and guys, and I'm like, oh, yes, we do have... And he ended up doing a great, great job. He joined with some friends at work and accomplished the run. So, yeah, it is guys, too. But this
well,
was
there
a-
was one other guy, and I thought he was in the race. They were, during the actual race itself, there were two people that got ahead of me, and I kept trying to set my pace to them. And it was a guy and a girl.
One of our runners had her husband and their, I think their daughter or sister or somebody running.
Well, in my head, I thought they were in the race.
Oh.
So the whole run, I kept thinking, it's okay. You're going to get third. You still did this run. It's okay. And when we crossed the finish line and you said I was first, I was like, wait a minute. What happened to the two people that I was like right behind trying to catch up to the whole time? It was just... kept pulling me and pulling me.
And they had bought a shirt too, which was really, that's hilarious. And that
I
just
thought
kept
I was
you
third.
Going.
Yeah. And they kept pushing me. And even at the end, I gave it my all. They weren't very far ahead of me. And I almost got to them.
And then, one's a guy and he was a runner. And his wife had done my first 5K training with us.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came, she just said, my husband wants to run the route with me. Is that okay? And I said, sure. I mean, we're not going to stop anybody. There weren't a registered participant, you know.
Right.
And so we're not going to stop anybody from running alongside of you if that's what they want to do. But they're, you know, you got to do the whole training.
Right.
The concept of what we're doing is it's a group effort. So we do the training together. We run the race together.
We and stick together.
We learned after that first year that it was, the first and second year, we allowed some people to register the day of and the event and stuff. And it's like, no, this isn't. We're losing that concept of what we wanted to do. The whole group feels. It's not about how many runners we can get.
Right.
It's about the concept of that group that you build, that camaraderie, and then you get to actually run the race together. We'd rather have 30, 40, 50 people training together, running together than to open it up and lose that feel. And so,
right,
that's
I think it would kind of bust a lot of people's bubble if there was people that could just join and then, yeah, not be part of the group. It was that whole feeling of the team. You know, we were a team together.
We did it together.
And a lot of us went back and helped others get back to the finish line. So it was just that team effort. We were not going to leave anyone just stranded. We had each other's back.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. Hey, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, host of your show. And I am talking to the lovely Heidi Brown. And she is our winner and owns the title to the 2018 first place, My First 5K. And we are just excited to have you in the studio, Heidi, sharing.
Thank you.
What an inspiring story. You were trying to find people to do this with you. You couldn't. So you just
they all thought I was crazy.
So you stuck the stake in the ground, did it by yourself. But then in the long run, you didn't end up being by yourself at all.
Yes, I was never alone.
No, you and I ran together quite a bit out on the trail.
Oh, and your daughter, she was always practicing too.
Kinsley, yes. And so one day I'll never forget, though. I just love this part because, you know, that emotion follows the action. I say it all the time. We never really feel like doing what we should do, right?
Right.
And so we always think, oh, I don't really feel like it. What's a good excuse? And I remember one day I got a message from you and you're like, well, are we running since it's going to rain? Do you remember sending that message?
I do. It wasn't even raining yet. It was like it was going to rain.
And so were you I'm just curious, was it a legit question or were you kind of thinking, man, I don't really want to run today?
I was trying to get out of it. I was trying to think of any excuse, but I had to continue plugging away and hold myself accountable. Even if it did rain, we were going to go indoors anyways.
Right. There was right. Because thanks to Clubs River City, there's another plug for one of our resources. Love them. They let us run on their track if the weather was not conducive. And our run is in June. So we have to start early April. We start very early
in
April.
And it was cold when we first started.
That first night it was freezing and it was rainy too. It was kind of like it just was windy, kind of cloudy, rainy, and just really cold. And so we wanted to take it easy on everybody. We didn't
scare us off at the beginning.
Don was like, let's not freak everybody out on the first day. Well, and the other thing too is, you know, it's perfectly okay to run outdoors in that weather. I run all winter. I run all year long outside. In the snow, we're out there. It's not my favorite thing to do, but we do it. But you, with being new runners, you have to have the gear for that.
Right. And I don't think we were equipped with the knowledge to run in the cold.
Right. And so that's what Dawn said. And, you know, she is the coach. And so we take
smart.
Her advice and she's smart. So we ran inside those first, couple weeks maybe?
Yes.
And then the weather finally broke and we went outside. So what did you have accountability? You said that was something that kept you going.
Yes.
And how did you talk yourself off the ledge when you really didn't want to do it? Was there other things that you were saying?
I kept trying to figure out what worked best for me. I like to get up early and get things done in the morning before, I guess, my mind will catch up to figure out what I'm doing.
Right.
After work, it was always hard to go. My son had baseball or soccer, or it was already too hot and I was tired. You can find every excuse in the book, but that's not going to get you where you need to be with the accountability and the training. You have to be able to train yourself in your mind first before you can actually train your feet to do the running. So every excuse that I could possibly think of, there's always the option of a treadmill somewhere at some point in time, whether it's too hot or it was raining or whatever. I could always find another way to get a run in. So I did enjoy going in to the gym and doing it on the treadmill. I don't know why it felt like it went faster. Maybe it was where I was doing my practice outside. I was just kind of running around in a square, which was kind of a little boring. But
So you did your trainings on your own a lot of times on a treadmill.
Yes, in the mornings.
Well, there's some pros and cons to the treadmill. Even though it's not like outdoor, you don't have the climate, you know, you've got a controlled climate indoor, so you're not running in the weather or the hills, but you can control how fast you go on the treadmill. So that's always nice. If you want to get force yourself to run a little faster, you can increase that speed. I always like that about treadmill.
Yes, and training. It was good during the allergy season for me as well. But again, you have to get your body used to the outdoor running. So when you continue this, you don't want to just do the 10 weeks and do your 5K. I want to actually go on and do more than that. I feel like it would help give me even more of a push. It was not like I've decided to run and now I'm done. I've decided to run and now I want to keep going.
Yeah. Well, now you've seen what you can accomplish.
Yes.
You understand now that you can do more than you thought you could.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, what's the next thing?
Yes. What's my next step?
All right.
Step?
So are you going to do Dawn and Michael's 5K, 10K program?
Yes. That is my next step to get into the 5K, 10K, hold myself accountable to get the practices in. And it is mind over matter of constantly trying to keep yourself motivated. But no one else can motivate you. Even when I kept trying to find a partner or a buddy, it's great to have someone there and, you know, hey, did you get your run in kind of thing. But if I've got to work on myself and my own positive affirmations as to why I need to get out there and do this, I need to do this for me and keep telling myself that.
That's right. Well, and you took that initial step for you, mm-hmm. and then you had buddies there.
I know.
Had some free people there that you didn't even realize were going to be there. And then think of all the other friends you met.
Yes. And now we're all friends on Facebook, because, you know, that's like the thing. Once you find a friend, you have to Facebook friend them.
Right.
So then,
and we have our group page. And you guys, I love seeing the selfies and the...
And then I see all their posts every day. Hey, I've got this run in today and I got this. And I'm like, okay, yes, I'm going to go get my run in. Even if I don't post it, I'm going to get a run in.
But it motivates you, right?
Yes.
And it gives you that inspiration. And again, it comes back around to who are you hanging around with? What are you filling your mind with? Who's encouraging you? Who are you comparing yourself to? You know what I mean? It's like, we got to lift ourselves up and we got to hold ourselves to it.
What's the saying? Your vibe controls your tribe. So who you're around, yes. So if you have a running vibe, then that's kind of your tribe.
I have
lots of friends on Facebook that are runners, and they're traveling and doing vacation, and they're running on beaches and running
like
in the hills. And
you see my post? I ran on the beach last week.
Yes, and I'm like, okay, that's going to be me. I'm going to be the runner all over the place.
That's right. Day one of vacation, 5 miles on the beach. Vacation doesn't start until you get the first run done.
There you go.
Oh, I like that.
There you go.
That's right. So you got to get that first run in, and then you can start vacation. But you know, I never stop. One of the things that is kind of my rule of thumb in living a healthy lifestyle, and a lot of people know I've lost 80 pounds and have kept it off, and I haven't always been a runner. I was overweight a big part of my life, but I take breaks from eating healthy. So if I go on vacation, I eat ice cream. You know, I enjoy, right? But I never take a break from exercise. That's the rule. So like when I'm on vacation, I always, always run. But vacations are better when I run. If I didn't run, I would not be happy, you know?
Right.
Even though it's not like I'm like, yay, let's take a vacation and go running. It's just that it's a part of my life.
I think exercise needs to be a part of everyone's life. I know when I get off track and I'm not getting in my exercises, I just feel sluggish and tired, and you start making the unhealthy choices of eating. And I think if you just continue to, whether it be walking or the running or whatever exercise, just get it in so that way you can control your mindset and continue to that healthy lifestyle.
That is a great point to end on. That is awesome. Can you believe how fast this 30 minutes went?
That was fast.
All right, guys, you've been listening to Heidi Brown. Heidi, thank you so much for joining me in the studio. Heidi crossed that finish line, the first person to cross the finish line of my first 5K that happened on Thursday, June 14th, I think it was.
Yes,
I'm trying to remember back. June 14th, and she was one of many people that trained 10 weeks, the Couch to 5K training, and then completed a 5K. And I'm so inspired just listening to your story. Thank you for sharing that.
I hope you
guys that are listening, that you were inspired and encouraged. You know, whether it's running, writing, writing a book, finishing school, whatever it is that you know you need to do, you just got to stick that stake in the ground. Like Heidi said, stop waiting on trying to get other people to do it with you.
Just go for it.
Just go for it. And that's what we're here for. I've decided we are your tribe. We want you to be successful, and we're going to give you the tools and resources and motivation that you need in order to complete your goal successfully. That's what we want to do. Thank you so much for tuning in to the radio show this morning. We'll be back next Sunday. You can get in touch with us at ivedecided.org. Thanks again, Heidi.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day, everybody.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?